Yes, yes, yes. We are live back on the Be About It show. And what better way to open up with some beautiful I'm a Piano. Massive, massive love going out to DJ Lim, Crazy Scott's Mapuma, all the way from the beautiful South Africa, Johannesburg. And what better way to open up this beautiful day? I just want to give a massive shout out to our beautiful brother Jerome and Sister Mema here, but also our special guest, the amazing Adekemi, who is just a beautiful soul, who is the current president of Akofi. And I just have to say, what better way to bring this queen on? Akademi Ajaya. So sorry if I mispronounced that last name, but I try my best to bring our beautiful indigenous names to a life. What better way? Jumbo, my sister, how is our morning?
Jumbo, sister, my morning is going great, and how are you?
Oh, I'm always happy. Every time I'm in the studio, every time I'm around beautiful people like yourself and the family here, it's always giving me a life. But thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, beautiful. For those that are tuning in, our beautiful Adekemi is a dynamic professional and community leader with a strong academic foundation and over three decades of impactful advocacy. She holds a first degree in mass communication and a master's degree in international human resource management, equipping her with a unique blend of strategic communication expertise and global HR insight. Just to bring it to life, she is currently serving as the acting president of Akofi. She's the co-founder of African Community Employee Network, but also founding member of the African Woman Council of Aotearoa. What better bio to bring in our sister? Sister, how did we come to light with all of this blessing?
Growing up, as most people of my age from back home in Africa, some of us grew up with this unspoken rule about the female gender and how, you know, you're constricted to the kitchen and all of that. So growing up, I saw a lot of my mother's aunties and sisters who had so much embedded in them, but the society kind of like restricted them in a way. So I just grew up and telling myself, no, I've got to do better. I've got to, you know, make sure that I become somebody, make sure that whatever gift I have inside of me, the world actually benefits and takes it all as much as possible. So growing up, just being that resilient woman, advocate all through and through. I was always getting into trouble, as you would expect, you know, for being so very vocal and speaking up. So yeah, over the years, I've just learned to just let my voice where I can.
Yes.
Very personally, if you've ever experienced me out there speaking up for someone, you're wondering exactly how I'm just literally putting someone else's matter on my head and making sure that, you know, justice is truly served and that everyone is treated very equitably and people's dignity is respected, you know, as much as possible, irrespective of who you are. Every human being deserves some level of respect and dignity. So, yeah, basically that's me. How did we get here in terms of my role within the community? Again, very related to my upbringing, my personal passion as well. I did put up my hand last year to be the vice president of our very prestigious, community organization, Akofi. Akofi, for those of us who do not know what Akofi truly, you know, represents, it's the African Forum. African Forum Incorporated Society of the African Community here in Auckland, and we as a region look after all of our Africans in this region. So if you're an African, you know, either by growing up in Africa and then you're considered an ally, or you're an African by birth, you actually belong to Akofi, you know. You're not allowed to say no, that you do not belong to Akofi. So yes, you do belong to Akofi. And I did put up my hand, and we had a resignation within the executive team. The former president resigned due to some personal reasons. And, of course, according to our constitution, I then stepped in as the acting president. So my role within the community, I have been supporting our people where I can, ensuring that all of our community groups, such as the different national community associations, are properly engaged. We do our best to bring everyone on board. We make sure that when issues are brought to our attention, we do our best to spotlight it, address it, and make sure that things are looked into as it should. We also try to make sure that we engage with other stakeholders external this time around, which would in most cases be the government agencies that we work and liaise with. So yeah, that's me basically within the Akofi space.
Love it, sis, love it. And you know what, you're not only a boss queen, but you're also a businesswoman as well, who runs a food business. Yatara, who does the pop-up. You want some Nigerian goods? You need to come to the sister store. She'll make you full. Every time I come and try her food, I'm never leaving. But sis, I just have to say, you have so much experience, so much love for our community as well. And you put your hand up for, you know, to come into the wilderness with our community and do everything. Which brings me to my next question. What is happening this coming Saturday? It's our Akofi AGM. What is it all about? Just for our community who aren't aware about who Akofi is, what Akofi is about, but also what it serves and why you should actually be there on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sis. This Saturday, like Sister Tina rightly mentioned, is our Akofi annual general meeting. Yes, we will be having our annual general meeting this Saturday. What's it all about? It's about us, the executive, coming right back to you, our people, with a report of what we've achieved in the last 12 months, what we've been able to do for the community. We would be presenting our annual report in that particular meeting, as well as addressing other important topics that need to be addressed. So if you've not made it a date yet, you've not registered yet, please do so. Go to our different social mediums. We've got the event flyers right there, and on the flyer is a link for you to please register your attendance, and we would look forward to seeing you. Very importantly, I'm not going to forget to talk about this. In the community, we are always looking for people to put up their hands to help to support this great Mahi that we are doing. So it's that time of the year again where we're asking people to please put up their hand. We've got different positions open. We've got a few positions open, such as the president position, the vice president position, if I'm ratified into the president position. We've got the secretary position, we've got the treasurer's position, we've got the community liaison officer's position opened. So please come along, have a think about it. Feel free to reach out to me on my mobile or any of my social media platform. My phone number is 027-504-0787. Please feel free to give me a call. I'm very open to talk to you. I'm happy to walk you through what your roles and responsibilities would look like eventually when you do come on. But we're fun people. We're loving people. We're caring people. So we'd love to have you come join our fun, group of people. So please have a think about it. Feel free to ask any questions if you do have one. We'll be very glad to answer your questions. Come and join us. And come this Saturday. And just as a pegs on this, Sister Tina, you might also want to reschedule if you're not already planning to. We will be serving you lovely, lovely, amazing African dishes, including Nigerian jollof rice and puff puff. So please, make sure you make it a date with us, okay? We look forward to having you on Saturday.
Man, sis, if you know what, if you're saying that, see, that changes the mindset of the community. But this is what I mean, why she is our president of a coffee. She doesn't just feed the souls. She brings the vibe to our community. And I also have to highlight this. If you weren't there at our women's event on Saturday, like, even that opened my eyes. Like, I just love that it just refreshes the purpose, the vision, and the vibe as to why we actually come together. So, you know, sis, when you grab the mic and you're like, I just have to say this on air, because for those that are tuning in right on the Be About It show, when our sister grabbed the mic and said, you know, I choose to be here, I don't, you know, you don't let anyone control what you do in your life. Like, I feel like a lot of people need to hear that, because sometimes so many are controlled and restricted to do what they want to do. And when you grab that mic and I was just like, yes, like, you know, it's uplifting, not just for the sisters, but also for the whole community, because you are, you know, and this is brings me to a coffee as well. Why it's important for our family, our community, our young ones, our elders, just to really connect. But also from what our sister has mentioned as well, if that position sounds like you and you have some experience behind your experience of what you do in the community, and you want to bring it back to our African community here in Aotearoa, and you can. And sister, is this open to everyone in Aotearoa, for Africans that are wanting to join the forum, like the committee? Can you be in Invercargill? Can you be in Christchurch? Can you be in Rotorua? Is this just for Auckland, or is it open to everyone?
This is for the Auckland region. Every region has got their own body, as some of us may be aware. So, for example, we do know that Wellington does have their own body there. It's the ACCW. We've got AfroConnect for the Waikato area. We've got for Bay of Plenty. We've got for Christchurch as well. So every region has got their own body. So this particular one, Akofi, looks after the Auckland region.
Yes.
And like you rightly said, this is about our community. This is about supporting one another. This is about ensuring that no one is actually left behind or looked after, okay?
Right.
Community is very important for us, especially those of us that are in diaspora. We've left family, we've left friends back home. We're now here trying to make new friends, get that new family, you know, community family that you can actually rely on at some point in time. We all need a shoulder to lean on. And guess what? What's more better than having your own people, you know, be there for you when you need a shoulder to actually lean on, especially our younger ones? You know, when I look at the youth in our community, I'm looking at them and I must be very honest, I feel sorry for some of them. And the reason why I say that is because as an adult myself, there are so many times I look at myself and I'm like, oh, I missed this part of my life when I was in Nigeria.
Right.
Oh, I wish I can replicate this here. Oh, I wish I have this person right next to me right now. And then we have our youth who, by emigration, are now Kiwis. They're New Zealanders, okay? And when they are within their friends in New Zealand here, whether it's school, whether it's out there in the community, they are asking themselves, am I really a Kiwi?
Right.
Am I a New Zealander? And then you take them back home, and then people back home are looking at them like, oh, this one is he or she even part of us? Okay. So in a way, we the adults need to get our hands to work.
Yes.
To make sure that every youth, every child growing up in New Zealand never feels isolated, never have to go through an identity crisis, okay? It's bad enough if you're going through an identity crisis within your own people. Now imagine you going through an identity crisis in a foreign land that you're actually not even sure whether you belong here or you belong there. So this is the time for us as adults. Let's come together. Let's put, make sure that we have a solid foundation, a platform for our young people where they can truly thrive. Okay? This is what this is all about. You do not have to be in your 20s, 30s, but you put up your hand to support your community. As a youth, I want to be able to have conversations with you, understand how Akofi can support you, understand how we can actually start to bring the younger ones into the system of community management and support, so that when the time comes for them and they actually find themselves in the executive, they are already equipped enough to be able to deliver excellently well. So this is what this is about. We want to make sure that we're supporting our people. We've had communities where younger ones who are truly struggling mentally look around themselves and they are wondering, where can I get support from? As a people, as a community, guess what? Nobody is going to get this done for us. Nobody is going to look after us. We have to be the ones to look after ourselves.
Right.
We have to be the ones to look after ourselves. We need to get the work done, okay? The government is not going to, you know, just come to you and say, we think. No, we must be able to go to the government and say, this is the fact of the happenings in our community. This is what we're experiencing, okay? How can we do this? One person cannot wake up and speak for everybody. We need such bodies as Akofi to be able to go out there, represent us as a community, ensure that the government is involving us and not taking any decisions without us, for us. This is the time. This is the right time for you. Get involved, come on board, and let's get this done. Let's make New Zealand a better place for our younger ones. Thank you.
Love that, love that, love that. And that's straight from the source. Our Akofi president dropping gems. But you know what I also love about this? She brings a refreshing vibe to the scene, you know, and she mentioned to our young people, Wakanda forever, Wakanda forever, fam. And I love the vibe that we get to bring in our own energy. That's what I love about you, sis, is that you love when people are authentically themselves, but they're bringing in their experience, their expertise on what they do in their scenes, but bringing opportunity for our people to shine as well. So if that sounds like you, we're going to be dropping so much content till we get these positions filled with Akofi. But also, if that sounds like you out there in the community, there's some great positions that are up for grabs with Akofi African Communities Forum. Come through, drop your beautiful vibes, and connect with some great people, because you can learn from so much from these incredible women, men, aunties, uncles who have done so much in the community. And before we wrap it up, do you have anything that you'd like to leave with our people in our community, especially for what's coming up? The location, the details, but also what's happening with Akofi? If you'd like to leave any last bit of notes, my sister.
Absolutely, sis. So before I leave details for this weekend, I'll just like to quickly say again, if you're a young person who has any challenges, who needs support with something, do not feel like you have to go through life alone. We are here to support you. Feel free to reach out to anybody within the community. Feel free to reach out to myself or any of the executives, and we will definitely be happy to support you. We would work with you to make sure that whatever challenges you're facing, we can work through it together and come out on the other end stronger and better. So please, for the life of me, I just can't shake off the need for us to strongly support our younger ones. I just can't get it off of my head. It is so important, because after I'm old, wrinkled, and gone, You know, who is going to take over? Who is going to make sure that, you know, the community, the younger ones coming behind them is also very well looked after? If we do not support our younger ones, our youth very strongly right now. Okay, so there is a need for us to do that. A lot of our young people are struggling, not just with identity crisis issues, but with just so many personal stuff. Navigating life itself is, it's hard work, okay? It's such a hard work. And no one should have to do life alone. I keep saying this. Try, look around you and find strong people that you can connect with. And make sure that you're truly having that connection, okay? If you look around here and you don't find anyone, I'm volunteering myself. And I assure you, I've got a wealth of very good people, sound people, selfless people around me that support me as an individual. And I wouldn't mind to bring you into that space if you do need one. So please feel free to reach out. We are here to support one another. We are here with Ubuntu spirit to make sure that no one actually feels, you know, unsupported, alone. No, that's not what we do here. So yes, please reach out to me, please. So with regards to Saturday, the AGM on Saturday, it starts at 4 p.m. and the venue is 156 Kepa Road, Orake. So this is the Orake Community Center that we're using. So please, again, like I said, we're going to put out a flyer for this. The information is there. The link is there. Please feel free to click it. Check out our Ko-fi page on Instagram, on Facebook, and it will be right there. So please make it a date with us again, like I said. We've also got information on the different vacancies that we have within the executive. I'm saying that again just because it's very important. Please have a think about it and feel free to send us a message. We would be looking forward to catching up with you. So, yeah, that's it, sis. I hand over back to you.
Love, love, love. And thank you so much to our beautiful Adekemi Ajaya, who is the acting president of Akofi, but also doing so much for our people and community. And I have just added the link on our Instagram pages as well. But also just to share that there are positions opening up for our Akofi community committee, but also the AGM that's going down this coming Saturday, the 25th of July. But from now, I'd like to share for you all just to jump on Facebook. We're all on Facebook. And just click on AkofiNZ. That's AkofiNZ. And that's the Facebook page. On Instagram as well, AkofiNZ. You'll see the Akofi page. And also the website has details, bio about what they've done throughout the years, information, the experience, the amount of things they've given to our community and people. So connect, stay connected. This won't be the last time they will be seeing our queen come on air. She's going to come into the studio as well and drop more gems. And for those that are tuning in, this is the Be About It show. But before we go off, we'd like to say a big thank you, Madasi, to our stunning, stunning Adekemi. Thank you so much for joining us and have
thank
a beautiful
so
day.
Me.
No
thank
worries.
You, so much. You too. Take care.
Yes, yes, yes. That was live with our Ko-fi president. I'm just dropping more gems. We still got a few more minutes left before we wrap it up with our Be About It show. But I just wanted to have a little like korero about that particular phenomenal woman who does so much in our community. And you know who else is a phenomenal woman? Mema. She's here in the studio as well. And I think like, we get to do so much in the community and connect with so many people as well that we sometimes need to stop and give thanks to those that really take the time to one, acknowledge, two, connect, and three, really look at the talent that's in front of you. So if you are in your car, you're in your motor car, I'm going to be at Henderson Cars tomorrow doing a promo. So if you're in your car right now, if you're out in South Island, you're North Island, you're at the mall, you're at the shop, you're with family, you're with your nan, you're probably with your papa, you're with your Cassie bro, or you're with your mate, make sure you guys take the time to sit, connect, and actually check out what people are doing in the community. Or ask, you know, pace yourself and really connect with events, with the support, the schools, the community, the resources that are out there as well. And stay connected, because I think that's one of the things that we tend not to do in the community is we're still on like 100 miles an hour, and then we're not really stopping, looking and connecting with people who are having, you know, not just with the community vibe, but just like really they've got resources to support each other. So that's my vibe for today. And if you've got a shout out as well, I always do this on Instagram. Drop your shout outs. I've posted on Instagram as well to someone that you love in the community. You might want to probably do a shout out to your nan that's at home making some kongai or some taro, you know, boil up at home, or to your little nephew, your cousin, or even to someone that is just connecting and vibing at home, or it's just, you know, out of Okalani. Probably that's, you know, outside of Aotearoa. You want to send a shout out. I want to give a shout out to my dad. You know, that's my shout out to my dad, shout out to mom as well, doing the most. But that conversation just made me think about people that are connected. And shout out to my bro Jerome here as well, doing the most, taking time for him to connect with what he loves to do as well. Shout out to Mema, and shout out to everyone that's having a beautiful day. So before we wrap up, I want to leave you all with this mix that I like to say is from the heartbeat of Africa. South Africa have some of the best musicians, man. They have some of the best musicians and producers. So, you know, I hope this track here makes you light up, find something in you that's like, damn, I didn't know I could dance like that. I didn't know my hands were blessed like that. I could bring some music into life. So this is from one of my favorite DJs. I like to play his music every single Wednesday that I come through, and I'm going to be vibing. So this is I'm a Piano Sunset Mix, Lim Crazy, Scott Mapuma, Cowboy, DJ on the beat. You can find this mix on YouTube as well. Support your local brothers. Let's go.
Sanda Pump, Aramara Dana Gita, Cash Pantan, Sanda Pump, Aramara Dana Gita. I'm a super.